As deaths from the coronavirus continue to mount, an Israeli inventor thinks his device may be able to help save lives. In Focus on Technology, WVXU reports the invention has applications even for people not infected with the deadly virus. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. Dr. Eliezer Ba'eri has advanced a technology once used by polio patients in an iron lung machine. The device would automatically clear their lungs of secretions. The physician at Israel's Elin Pediatric and Rehabilitation Hospital says this method was largely forgotten. These days, nurses or respiratory therapists manually clear secretions with a catheter. It was a decade ago that Ba'eri invented what he calls cough sink. It's about the size of two shoeboxes, connects to ventilator tubing, and uses software to figure out when to clear secretions. WVXU reached him on a cell phone in Jerusalem.
And it identifies the exact point at which the ventilator has just finished blowing air into the patient. And at that moment, the suction machine switches on and sucks air out in a sudden expiration, which is really what we do when we cough.
For people in the medical field, this is an extension of cough assist. Why is his machine, cough sink, so important now? Because some say it could save the lives of people infected with COVID-19, the new coronavirus. One patient in Wuhan, China, who has since recovered, told Time magazine he was coughing like he was going to die. The virus had spread to his lungs. Ba'eri says there are a number of reasons why cough sink is relevant to the coronavirus. It saves time for healthcare workers who are trying to clear the lungs manually, and it's safer. Nearly 2,000 healthcare workers have been infected. It is also effective for seriously ill patients.
Which means that we're going to have to use every means possible to try to keep their airways clean if we want them to be able to recover. And catheter suction just isn't a good way of doing that because it doesn't remove secretions from deep within the lungs.
The machine repeats the clearing as often as necessary. This could be every 2 to 3 hours or several times an hour. Ba'eri stresses the patient doesn't have to do anything.
This isn't a device which stimulates them to cough. It is a device which stimulates the cough for them. The patient is completely passive. The device, working with the ventilator, first inflates their lungs and then the air out rapidly.
It generates airflow from deep in the lungs. He says it's safer and a more effective management of a patient's airways in the most critical stage of the disease. Ironically, cough sink will be manufactured in China, pending approval from the National Medical Products Association, the Chinese equivalent of the FDA. It was in China where Ba'eri did a clinical trial with 100 patients.
Half of whom were treated with catheter suction only, and half of whom were treated with the cough sink device only, each of them for 8 hours. And this showed that the cough sink system was safe and effective and avoided the need for catheter suction completely in the patients who are being treated with the cough sink.
Chinese approval is expected in a few months. Cough sink has already been approved in Europe. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.